This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
SubhanAllah, this is something that we spoke about. I gave a khutbah around a few months ago, and a few brothers came to me after that and said, Wallahi Sheikh, this khutbah should be once every 2 months or once every week. And that is about the danger, the extreme danger of the tongue. The demolisher, the burner of hasanat. We work extremely hard to collect these good deeds, and with one word, one statement, gone. We fast, we donate, we pray, tahajjud, Quran, dua, hufz, and subhanallah, this tongue, we could say something with it that could erase all of it. Could erase all of it. Aisha radiallahu anha, as Safiya is leaving the room, in one narration it says she pointed with her hand, she just gestured like this, she said short. Gestured, short. And another narration, she said, she is short. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha, Ya Aisha, laqad qulti kalima, law muzijat bima'il bahr, lamazajat. You have said one word, if it is mixed with the ocean will become contaminated. Qasira, short. How many times? Short, tall, fat, big, fatso, all these things that we keep repeating all the time, and we sometimes we do signs behind someone's back, and all of this stuff destroys. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very long hadith, when Mu'adh was asking him about Islam and Iman and all this, he said at the end of the hadith, Ya Mu'adh, the meaning of the hadith, the tongue is the main reason why people go to the hellfire. The tongue is the main reason why people go to the hellfire. Now, today I want to mention four things. We mentioned them in our class the other day, and I will repeat them. There's ghibah. Believe it or not, people think that ghibah is the worst. But in this series here, in the order, it is the lowest. There's ghibah, buhtan, غيبة, بهتان, نميمة, إفك. Worst, extremely horrible, bad, very bad, very bad, bad. Let me define them one by one. غيبة is backbiting. What is backbiting, Ya Rasulullah? To say something about your brother or sister in their absence that they do not like, and it's true. It's true. That's a very important statement. Buhtan, same thing, but it's not true. You made it up. It's slander. You made it up. It's not even exist. You fabricated it. Then comes namima. Namima, Rasulullah ﷺ was passing by a grave one time, and he said those two people are being punished with something they thought it was simple, but it's huge. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? I said, one of them, he did not clean himself after urinating. And the second, he used to go with namima in his community. What does namima? I go to Ghulam, I say, Ghulam, do you know what Munir said about you? Ghulam, do you know what Munir said about you? So I go to one person and I tell them, do you know what the other person said about you? This is called namima, gossip. This is very bad, horrible. Now, before I go to the ifk, if someone comes to you and says, Zahid, do you know what Munir said about you? It looks like Munir is going around. Do you know what Munir said about you? What do you say? Number one, you ask the person who came and said that, is it good? Munir is going to say, no, it's bad. You ask, is it true? Wallahi, I'm not sure. Is it going to make me love the person more? you're going to hate him. So you're telling me something that is not good, going to make me hate the person, and you're not sure if it's true or not. I don't want to hear it. This is how you stop these people. But what happens? Most of us, the stuff is juicy. Who's going to come to you and say, do you know what this guy about you? Wallahi, this is where your iman shows when you say, no, I don't want to hear it. You kill him. You know what one of the salaf said? لم يجد الشيطان غيرك رسولا. He said, the shaitan did not find anyone other than you as a messenger. Because this is a messenger of the shaitan. He's coming to ruin a relationship of two people. So when you say, I don't want to hear it, you killed the shaitan. And you helped the brother to stop this namima. And there's a big, very well-known formula. من منّ لك, إيش؟ منّ عليك, exactly. Whomsoever comes and tells you what others said about you, he's going to go to others and tell them what you said about them. This is very well-known. So don't think that this guy is, he wants your well-being and welfare and, no. This guy is, he enjoys or she enjoys going around and spreading this fitna. And then comes the ifk. Ifk is the worst. Ifk is the worst and the easiest to fall into. That's why the incident of our mother Aisha was called Hadithat al-Ifk. The story, the issue of ifk, it was called ifk. What is ifk? I don't know. They're saying, people are talking. I'm not sure. I heard. Isn't this what happened with our mother Aisha? Nothing happened. And the rumor spread like wildfire. Even some Sahaba participated in spreading the rumor. And nothing happened. Nothing. How many times, I heard, I don't know. And how many times we send things, we forward things that we have no clue if they are authentic or not. We are participating in this. This is a huge, ya akhwan. This is very big. We take them light, especially with the spread of social media. We take these things light. This is very heavy. تحسبونه هين. تحسبونه هين. You think it's easy, but in the sight of Allah, it's huge. It's huge. So ya akhwan, control this tongue. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, told us that لا يستقم إيمان العبد حتى يستقم قلبه. Our iman will not become straight and good until our heart is good, and the heart will not become good until the tongue is good. Until the tongue is good. You know, our righteous predecessors, you know what they used to do? Subhanallah. He used to have a quota. Quota. Today I'm going to speak 400 words. When he gets to 400, I'm done for the day. See you tomorrow. Subhanallah. One of the Salaf used to say, 40 years, I did not say a word except I have an answer to Allah for it. I did not say a word except if Allah told me, why did you say this word? I'm ready. I have an answer. So, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. We all know that all these statements, all these words, nothing is missing. Every single word is recorded. This tongue could be a reason to go to Jannah, or it could be a reason to go to the hellfire. By the way, I use it. Subhanallah, how beautiful is this deen? With a half a date, you protect yourself from the hellfire. One hasana is multiplied by 700 times. Two words, very light, subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, are very heavy in the scale. Subhanallah. So why don't I get my tongue used to doing something good all the time? And remember this short story. There was a young sister going in the train from one place to another, and she was sitting in the train, and another lady came with all kinds of bags, and she squeezed herself next to her, yani, the sister's gonna explode, but she kept her smile. She kept on smiling, even though it was very obvious that this sister, the other one, bothered her a lot. A man sitting across looked at that, and he got so annoyed by the action of the sister. So he asked the other sister, how come you did not complain? She said, the trip is short. the trip is short. So anytime someone bother you, tell yourself the trip is short. Anytime someone did not give you the respect that you need, did not appreciate what you have done for them, remember, the trip is short. I'm gonna get off at the next station. My brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, from the justice of Allah, look how just and how great is Allah, and I will end with this. Look how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know that on the day of judgment, we either get our book with the right hand or with the left hand. I beg Allah in this night of Jumu'ah to make us all get our book in the right hand. This book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that you are the author. You wrote that book. اقرأ كتابك. You wrote that book. Is there any more justice? Whatever you want to see in that book, go ahead and do it now. What do you want to see in that book? Salat, siyam, sadaqat, umrah, hajj, Quran. What do you see? What do you want to see in that book? Go ahead and do it now. You are writing your own book. And like Rasulullah ﷺ told us, do not blame. If you see something in that book, do not blame anyone except yourself, because you are the one who wrote that book. You want curses, lies, cheating, everything is in that book. Everything. No cheating, no lying, everything what we did is recorded. Kitabun mubin. Everything. Every single word we uttered, every move we made is in that book. You wrote that book. So you don't want to see yourself backbiting, lying, cheating, watching something haram, listening to something haram. Do not do it. You are writing your own book. Whatever is in that book will decide where is our final destination. Ya akhwan, this book is not something easy. This book will decide my final destination. There's no, let me come back and do something else and change and improve. No, that's it. Done. That's it. Whatever you want to see in that book, go ahead and write it now. Please make sure you have all great stuff in that book. Make sure you have birr al-walidain, respect and honor and good treatment to the parents in that book. Make sure you have some tahajjud. Make sure you have some hidden donations, hidden secret ibadat that no one knows except Allah Azza wa Jal. Fill that book. Because at the end of the day, on the day of judgment, we will be told, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, لا إله إلا الله. Tonight is Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll see you at Fajr at 6:30, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.